Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The communities that bear the brunt of Greater Boston's waterfront industry are the ones that line the lower Mystic River, such as East Boston, Chelsea, and Revere. They're also the communities that a federal judge said should benefit from a legal settlement with the oil giant ExxonMobil after a tanker dumped thousands of gallons of diesel fuel into the Mystic River in 2006. But those communities are at risk of not seeing any of the settlement money. Reporter Chris Burrell explains why.
Wearing dark green waders and sloshing into a stream, scientist Patrick Herron from the Mystic River Watershed Association collects monthly water samples from several sites along the Chelsea Creek and its tributaries, like this concrete culvert in Chelsea. He's scouting for sources of pollution, and while the lab results won't be in for a few weeks, troubling signs are all around. Along the muddy creeks from East Boston to Chelsea, there are tires, rusted paint cans, and an old television set. But even as a fuel barge pushed by a tugboat heads downriver, Herron sees the potential.
I think if you invest in the environment around the community, it really reverberates around how people think about their environment and ultimately their own health.
John Walkie is one such person in the community. The East Boston resident is part of the Chelsea Creek Action Group, whose mission is to wedge some nature in with the smokestacks around here. For years, they've had their sights trained on an 8-acre brownfield along the creek. They want to transform it into an oasis of wetlands and salt marsh.
You normally don't do wetlands restoration where there are tugboats and tankers going right past you and where there's a huge, you know, residential community with a lot of people right there.
But suddenly, there's an opportunity to do just that, thanks to a $4.6 million settlement that federal lawyers negotiated last year with ExxonMobil after one of its tankers spilled 15,000 gallons of diesel into the Mystic River. The judge even stipulated that the money should ideally be spent on improving the environment in the towns most affected by the spill. Environmentalists like Ekongar Singh Khalsa, who directs the Mystic River Watershed Association, are pinning their hopes on that money.
This is a golden opportunity. This is free money, $4.6 million, awaiting someone to step forward and spend it in the Mystic River area. And this site on Chelsea Creek is perfect.
But there's one serious hitch. The money was funneled into a federal program known as the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, or NACA. It's aimed not at urban settings, but at preserving huge 1,000-acre swaths of wetlands for migratory birds. Critics question the decision to park all that money in such a tough-to-tap fund. Even the grant's coordinator, Mitch Hartley, from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, feels the tension as East Boston butts up against the steep requirements of NACA.
Layer on top of that the fact that people for a long time have been dealing with having all this industry and pollution in the, right in their backyard. It makes more compelling to do it locally. But then you have to square that with the idea that what's this particular pot of money that I don't think there's ever been a case involving the NACA grant program that these things are in like such acute conflict.
The grant isn't the only obstacle. The brownfield is owned by the Boston Redevelopment Authority, which has shown little interest in loosening its grip on the land. And there's a stack of regulatory hurdles, all of which favor the status quo over the group's environmental vision. It doesn't take long to see how the fuel industry dominates this waterway. Like on a recent Tuesday, when the Meridian Street Bridge opens and closes 8 times in less than 2 hours. Motorists wait while massive tankers glide in and out of the Chelsea Creek. Juan Morales is one of the youth members of the Chelsea Creek Action Group. The 18-year-old high school senior yearns for something other than fuel tankers and trucks in his neighborhood.
Being raised in East Boston, like, there has always been industry around. With the wetland, like, create like a green space, a place where like it's beautiful. We could see like nature, like right there.
Activists like Morales have their work cut out for them. The last chance to apply for the grant money is this July. And their bid for a slice of nature along this busy shipping channel offers the only hope that the communities affected by the oil spill will see one dime of the $4.6 million settlement. For WBUR, I'm Chris Burrell.